This week on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, the top albums, 10, 5, whatever we feel like, albums that you told us and that we told you were the albums that you could put on and just listen to the whole way through. All right? There aren't, you know, nowadays that's not as much of a thing, but there are those albums, and that's what we're going to be talking about on this week's show. Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. Sitting with me tonight in the co-pilot's chair is the lovely and talented Miss Lily V6.
What's up?
What's up, Lily? What's up, girl? What's going on with you this week?
I'm going to see Saliva.
Saliva?
Yes, they're going to be at the Craft House on Thursday.
Okay, you might need...
Do I need
a little like napkin or something for that?
Maybe. Well, opening is Locals, Red Sun, and After the Fall. So I'm going to be interviewing After the Fall while I'm there.
Yeah, that's going to be a really good show. So,
yeah.
Cool. And that, again, is when? Sunday?
It is Thursday.
On Thursday. With where is it at? Jurgles?
Craft House.
Oh, Craft House. Craft House.
Brentwood. Parking sucks, so if you're going, get there early. Unless you want to valet your car.
All right. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. We're really excited to get the party started tonight. We had all kind of little craziness.
We're older. Give us a break.
You know, 25 minutes late, but, you know, better than nothing. So we're getting her done here. You can go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com to check out all the cool stuff there. Lots of great podcast specials. We've been growing our YouTube channel as well. I think we're broadcasting live on YouTube as well these days. So we're all over the place. So don't forget to check it out. We've been a top five iTunes podcast for like a year and a half now. The only rock podcast in the top five on iTunes.
Nice.
So you can check us there. Check us out there on iTunes and all the cool places. If you listen to the podcast, whatever platform you listen to on right now, it doesn't matter. Hit the share button. Let people know that you're really into great independent guitar-driven music. And this is how we promote music. This is how you get the word out about the great music that you love. You're partying with people on social media. Hit that share button. Let them know all about it. And a shout-out to Rock Rage Radio. We've been a part of the Rock Rage Radio family for a few months now, and we do really appreciate their support as well. It's not just the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. There's tons of great programming there, so you can find that more at rockrageradio.com. And there is an app you can download, I believe.
Yes, free app. Free app. Right on the store on your phone.
Just Google Play and get her done.
Chris says your microphone's quieter than mine.
Well, we have to do something about that. Just let me make a quick adjustment here. Let me jump into my application.
Actually, we have Billy Altman also said he can't hear you, but he can hear me. I guess I'm the one with the big mouth tonight.
Okay. We're going to adjust. Can you hear me now? Tell me you should be able to hear me now. It's like feeding back in here. You should have
Billy, Chris, can you hear Lou now?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Good.
Everybody can hear me now. Okay, so we're going to play some cool bands tonight. Hey, listen, guys, if you're an independent band and you want us to play your music, you got to do something about your label or your publicist or something, because we played Lana Black last week and Facebook blocked it. So, Lana, you got to, like, talk to your people and
see what's up.
Yeah, see what's up, because that's, like, not cool. We're here to promote you. We're not trying to steal from you. We're trying to get your music out there. So please, we're happy to play your band and everything, but you guys got to make sure that, like,
we're okay to do that.
Yeah, you know what I mean. And if we're not, and if that happens, you need to talk to your people, because how is anybody going to fucking hear your music if podcasts can't play it? Hello. You know, unless your name is Metallica or Van Halen or AC/DC or something like that, you have to have this music, You have to tell your record label, your publishing company, whoever you're working with, that yes, please allow podcasts to fucking play it. Okay? All right, guys, this is let's play Alter the Design.
Hell yeah.
Great band, check it out. Feathers, Alter the Design, and the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. alter the design. That sounds like something like a, you know, Hal would say. Wow. That is alter the design. And you can go to, I think it's real simple. Yeah, alterthedesign.com.
Oh, thank you for making that easy.
Making it nice and easy for us flow people. So, like, anyways, congratulations to Billy Altman. He's performing. They're doing his band that he's playing with. Billy's a young whippersnapper. Took drum lessons off of Keith the Hawk Hawkins. And so they're doing a little performance. So, Billy, tell us a little bit more about that, and we'll give you a nice plug. How about Miss V6? Now you can say her with a nice green glow.
I feel
she's
like
a nice green glow about
I feel
her.
Like a Martian.
The space modulator.
I hate you. Hi, Douglas. said hi to me.
Hi, Douglas. Is that Douglas Fairbanks Jr.?
It's wow. Douglas Lynn Phillips, actually.
Douglas Lynn Phillips. Somebody friended me. Ricky Wells. See, I always do this. See,
I don't know who
that
is.
When I post a thing this week, do you guys, when somebody friends you on Facebook, do you go like creep their profile?
Yep, sure do. I have to have at least 10 mutual friends that I know.
And not only that, do I got to have a bunch of mutual friends. Well, this only has one. Who's my, there's the person. One
it's Damiano. It's somebody who watches us. Who's the mutual friend.
But see, here I am. This is Ricky Wells. And Ricky, I'm going to add you. Let me tell you why. Because like, you're obviously into rock and roll. Like when
and
I
that
see
means
that,
we
like,
obviously like you.
Number one, it can't be like, you know, one of these. You could tell these spam profiles. You
yeah,
know
oh, I
mean?
Yeah,
they
yeah,
got
yeah.
like a picture of like two dogs, a naked chick. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and their name is like Abubakar Mangamaju from,
that's
you
good.
Know, Zimbabwe.
You did that so
and
good.
And you just like, you know, okay, delete, you know, mark as spam. But when I see somebody like Ricky Wells and these retail associated music go around.
And lead vocals at Black Horizon.
Lead vocals at Black Horizon. And I'm like, this dude's a serious rock and roller.
He's, so we're going to talk to that guy.
So this guy is like, you are already my friend, brother. So and if your band is, if Black Horizon does original music, send it to me. You know, as long as you got a pro-sounding recording. Well, I would have to say pro-sounding because, you know, we're all producing music in our home studios. That doesn't mean it doesn't sound fucking awesome. You know, there's a lot of music that's produced that way. Sound totally amazing. So as long as it sounds pro, send it to me. And, you know, we will go ahead and promote you. Okay, cool, man. So we have some fun stuff to talk about today. We're talking about the album. Does anybody remember the album?
I buy them all the time still.
Do you?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Get out of town, Lily.
I do.
That's crazy how you talk.
I think the last one I just bought was Night Ranger, actually.
And, okay, you got to tell me, what is Night Ranger's album like? Is it good? Is this like a new record?
No.
Oh. I thought maybe like
I was at a I was record. At a record sale and I bought it for like $2.
Oh, okay. So you bought an album, like a vinyl album?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
But the last actual like CD album, whatever you want to say, I bought, what was bought for me was Viva La Rock. Marco Mendoza from Dead Daisies has his own solo album.
Okay.
And which is really, it's amazing. It's like very, very old school rock sounding, which I like.
But is it the kind of record you could listen to and like and pretty much like most of it front to back?
I would not put it on that list, however. It is a new record that I like.
Okay. All right. Okay. You know, I mean, because first of all, it's kind of hard to do. What I will say, because I've got bands sending me music all the time, and because of the climate we have now, bands are doing a couple of different things. They either aren't releasing albums at all and just putting out singles. Not bad.
Could be smart.
That could be a smart move. Or they're doing EPs, which they know they're going to put out their four, maybe five best songs. Again, smart, because you can listen to the whole thing and enjoy it.
But you're blowing your wad right there.
Right. However, the guys that are putting out full-length albums, I have noticed, for the most part, are pretty fucking good. There was a bad thing that happened like it with grunge was, you know, these bands, like, with the exception of the bands that became classic bands, some of these bands would have a really big album, And then they will put out the next album, and there might be one single on it. And the rest of the album fucking sucked.
And you ended up having to buy the whole thing for the one song.
I mean, this is one of the things that drove people to the online thing was because, well, like, I just want to hear that one song.
Yeah.
Well, I want to buy your whole shitty album. and this was the kind of thing that was happening over. I mean, it didn't just happen with grunge. I mean, bands in the 80s and stuff like were putting out some records with, you know, with questionable stuff on it. I mean, you do that, you're going to push the market because people love music. They're going to love music no matter what. You're going to manipulate the market to exactly what you did. People wanting to buy singles. And the day of going to the store, like it was in the 60s and 70s, where you bought the 45. Some of you guys are old enough to remember that. you know, and then do you remember cassette singles?
That was when I was younger,
they were
yes.
Shitty because it was a cassette and your car would eat it after five.
And you
minutes.
Have to use the pencil.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And rewinding it, fast forwarding
it. Ass. So the internet is responsible for kind of bringing back the single. And we've been living kind of in the single thing for several years now. However, I think there are some current acts that have put out really good records just because of this music scene we have now. Because in some ways, it's more competitive because there's so many people releasing music because you actually can now. That a lot of bands is kind of forcing them to really make sure like everything is really good. So I have noticed that in a few years, there's a couple of relatively current albums, and I'm just pulling up off my head like the Great Western Valkyrie by Rival Sons. It came out a few years ago. That's front to back. That's a great album. Every song's a killer. It's really fucking good. There are people putting out albums, but there have been so many albums that have just sucked.
I feel like there's so very few new ones that have a front-to-back listening capacity, I guess. I mean, I haven't had one in a while. Actually, no, I take that back. Dee Snider's new one. I can listen to that front-to-back. It's for the love of metal. So.
Okay, but you're talking about sort of classic bands.
Right, bringing new stuff. Not new.
Not indie artists who are like really trying to capture.
I haven't found one yet.
Okay. I'm finding that more and more. I'm hearing some of these bands are really working hard to do to put out good records. And in any case, so the topic are those albums that you can just put on and rock out to front to back. And love. So, Lily, go ahead. What do you got? Give us. We're not in any particular order. This is.
I didn't put mine in order today.
Number one. You know, that's impossible to do. And I think for the most part, we're trying to avoid the usual suspects like, okay, yeah, Sgt. Pepper's, Dark Side of the Moon, blah, 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 blah. Led Zeppelin 4. We got it. You know, Master of Reality. Okay. All right. Let's kind of go beyond and dig a little bit deeper. So what do you got?
I didn't dig that deep.
You didn't dig that deep. What do you got?
I
know you don't have Sgt. Pepper's.
No, I don't. I don't really listen to Beatles that much. But Motley Crue had to go on my list, of course. And I actually was torn between two. I didn't want to put two of them on my list. But it was between Shout at the Devil and Dr. Feelgood. And I put Dr. Feelgood on there because...
What songs are... Give me the rundown.
I have it. TNT, Dr. Feelgood, Slice of Your Pie, Rattlesnake Shake, Kickstart My Heart, Without You, Same Old Situation, Sticky Sweet, She Goes Down, Don't Go Away Mad, and Time for Change. Now, most of those you people know.
Yeah, I know a lot of those songs. I know a lot of them.
One or two maybe you don't know, but do listen to them because they are good, especially She Goes Down and Rattlesnake Shake. Very good songs. Very underrated songs. Of course, they would never make sense.
It's exactly what it is. You guys and your... you kids and your sex. What's wrong with you? That's all you think about is sex?
But whenever I think of...
My virgin ears!
Wow, yeah, since when? whenever I think of an album I can listen to front to back, I either have to be able to play it at work and not have to change it, or be driving a long trip and not have to change it. Since I've been doing that a lot lately with the driving, that's how I made my list. So that's on there.
Okay, so go ahead. Give me another one.
Hit me
with your best shot, girl.
You don't want that. my next one is going to be Def Leppard's Hysteria. I know a lot of people don't like Hysteria, but I do, and I don't really give a shit what other people think. So
I would put on
Pyromania, right?
That record.
I compared them, and I prefer Hysteria.
Just like such a great balls out, straight up your ass rock and roll album, and all the songs are really well crafted. Now they work with Mutt Lang, who was like, you know, would record one guitar string at a time just to get it right. So it better sound fucking good.
I looked at Pyromania and I looked at Hysteria, and I just prefer Hysteria songs
you know
better.
Because you're a stripper at heart and you love...
I don't like Pour Some Sugar On Me.
Pour Some Sugar
In
on
fact,
me.
My stripper song isn't even on this album. It's on another one.
My what's Lilica, what's your
nope.
stripper song?
That's a secret.
What's your stripper song?
No.
Come on.
You have to
Who
guess.
Wants to know what Lily's stripper
If you
song
guys
is?
Will guess it, I'll say it, but I ain't going to say it. Nope.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to throw one out there since you threw two out. I think, and, you know, I was talking to Jared.
It's not photographed.
My band about this. And I think that the Black Album, I'm sorry, Metallica fans, but I think the Black Album is just one song after another that's just really well crafted, all killer, no filler. Right, there's no Master of Puppets. I get
Somebody
all that.
Said that at work today when I asked them that question. But they said the Black Album.
That is, I mean, other than the Metallica snobs, you have to admit that that is just like, and the sounds and everything, and it's first time James Hetfield like really sings ballads. I mean, everything's great. The Unforgiven, Enter Sandman, Wherever I May Roam. Sad but true. Nothing else matters. You know what? Nothing else matters. I rest my case.
People are trying to guess my stripper song now that we said that. It is not Porn Star Dancing by My Darkest Days. Just so you know.
It's probably one of my songs.
It might be. You never know. But again, you'll never know. So.
Oh, I'll know.
Maybe. I don't know. Not too many people
We're
know
gonna
that.
We're going to find out what Lily's stripper song is. So. Okay.
You got another one or you want me
well,
to go?
I'm going to throw another one. And this is probably on your list, too. I would imagine it's on your list. Appetite.
Yeah. That's on my list. Yeah,
that's.
Yeah. I mean
that,
honestly.
That is another record. It's like boom, boom, boom.
Every song.
You can listen to
every
song.
Song.
And a lot, some of the songs that aren't like even like super popular, they're, you know. But aren't like super popular like
Mr. Brownstone
and Night Train and all those songs are really good. They're really good songs.
Rocket you know, Queen.
There's very few times when every song the band did on that album
is killer.
Got on the radio. But that doesn't mean all the songs weren't great. I mean, I think Back in Black has, I think every song on that album got on the radio at least once.
It had to have.
I mean, I think like had every song, is that on your list?
It's not.
Okay.
Actually.
But I mean, that is one of those records like, Back in Black. You know what I mean? Like, you don't got to worry. If you're trying to like, you know, play music that everybody's going to like for an hour or 45 minutes or whatever, just put that on every song. Oh, this is great. Oh, I love this. Oh, yeah, it's great. Oh, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I love that one. I love it. It's like going, it's. Back in Black is kind of like a great, almost like a greatest hits album. It's disgusting. It's like they just
but
nailed
that's
it
so
every
great.
Fucking song.
That's you know? So great that you could have albums like that yeah. that you could just listen to and not be like, oh, fuck that song.
Yeah.
Fuck that song. That's what I like.
I agree. I agree with you.
You agree with me?
I agree with you. So what? So if you don't have Back in Black, which I'm shocked, what do you have?
I have the other one. I have Highway to Hell. And
I think Back in Black and Highway to Hell are both kind of like that, though.
Yeah.
Highway to Hell's that's cool.
I mean, the only song that I don't love, but I'll still listen to it, is Shot Down in Flames. I'll still listen to it, though. I won't skip it. I'll still sing to it. That's one of my long trip albums, too. Most of my and most of my favorite songs by AC/DC are on that album. So if you want blood.
Why do you feel... Give me your sort of thoughts on... What makes
a good album?
A good album.
Staying power. You still got to be able to listen to it today. It's got to last throughout the... Like, that's a 70s album, right? It's got to still sound good today. I think. It's got to... I don't know. What's the word for that? There's
okay.
a word.
It's got, like, longevity.
Thank you. Think. That's the word I was looking for. That's it. Yeah. I think that's probably the most important thing. Because it, I don't, it does, but, it, but they age listen, well.
But let's, but you don't know that. So,
right.
So hysteria so just comes now, out.
Then I don't
today.
Know. I guess I have to be able to, catchy. They have to be catchy. Snappy. I have to be able to sing to it. I can be, most of the time, I have to be able to dance to it.
Okay. Does the album, like, for one of the things I like, to me, like an album, is I like there to be a cohesion of, like, songs and the cohesion in terms of, like, the vibe of the record. Like, for instance, like, I think if, like, AC/DC, like, in the middle of Back in Black would have done, like, a political song or something like that, I think it would have been kind of like, ugh. Skip or like Buzzkill. Like, so it can't really be any like, but while it can have a lot of great ups and downs, and I think that like a good example is Led Zeppelin 4, which does have a lot of like dynamics to it. There's an overall vibe to the whole thing. And with the exception of most of these albums, I don't think they can be too long. I think that that's another thing.
Oh, you know, yeah.
You know, there's only so much attention you have. Something that I like in an album, even if, you know, and I'm not talking about a concept album, but I do sort of like a sort of thematic kind of thing going on.
Yes, I have that in one of mine that I chose.
You have that in your what?
One of the ones that I chose. That's okay, that was so, my reasoning
so I,
for.
Okay,
yeah.
So I do kind of like that. Like, I kind of like to feel like the band took me on a journey from like the beginning. You know, so yes, there are dynamics, but the dynamics are carefully put together in a way that like it takes me on like kind of like their journey through the record. So, I love that. So, then tell us what your album is.
That one was, to me, Iron Maiden's The Number of the Beast. I think that's just like that. Whole little journey thing. So, and it's epic, and it tells a story, and it's fantasy-like, and I just love it. And I love Bruce. So.
I'll tell you an album that I think is fantasy-like. This is on my list. And this is, a journey, not the band journey. But it is a kind of journey, and is a, you know, does that sort of thing. And that is Bat Out of Hell by Meatloaf. First of all, it is all killer.
I didn't even think of Meatloaf.
Every freaking song is absolutely amazing. But it has that great dynamic thing of ups and downs and different things. And even though it isn't really a concept album, you can kind of put a concept together in your mind as you listen to it, if you just kind of really listen to it. It's a good road trip album as well. You know, you can kind of just sort of like takes you. So I definitely would put that on my list of like just albums you can just put that sucker on and just rock out. What else you got?
You're going to be surprised at this one. You ready?
I'm ready.
It's the only album of theirs I like. But once my ex-husband played it one time, like, I got hooked on it, and that's actually Radiohead's OK Computer. I can listen to every song on that album and not get, and I'm still not sick of it. Like, he made me sick of Rush, sorry.
Ah.
But
well,
every song.
That record is on a lot of people's lists. I'm sure if Keith was here,
he'd probably have that on his list.
He would be talking about that record.
But I was just, like, sitting there thinking, that's one of the ones we used to play at the house incessantly, and I was just like, yeah, let's just listen to that, and then we'd be like doing whatever, but whatever. And yeah. No, not really, we never had sex, but that's one of the ones.
Damn.
Which is kind of a surprise on my list probably to a lot of people, because that's not typically something I like, because I don't like anything else that they do.
Okay.
Nothing. But my favorite one on there, I think, is probably that that first one, Airbag. I like. And the fitter, happier.
Airbang. Oh, airbag.
Bag. Whatever.
Okay, let's jump on over to that thing that we do on the internet.
The face boobs?
Called face boob. Boob book. And we had some... We had a little
discuss. Quite.
We had a few. I think we had like 30 comments.
Yeah, quite the quite the attention on that right there.
Name an album you can listen to start to finish without skipping a single song. Okay. Harriet Gibbs. And a lot of people have this, Harriet. Rubber Soul by the Beatles. Surprisingly, not one person wrote Sgt. Pepper's.
Really? Yeah, so, I see it.
There is one person. Okay, Harold Bevan wrote Sgt. Pepper and the White Album. I completely disagree with the White Album. I think there's a lot of like filler in the White Album, especially Revolution Number 9. What the fuck was that? thank you, Yoko.
Division Bell. Yeah. I agree with that.
The Division Bell.
I'll agree with that.
Gene Fetti. I met Gene at a mastermind group a few months ago, and Gene's a cool dude. But I agree. I think the Division Bell is one of those albums that is every song is great, but it also has that journey-ish kind of thing, you know, it's very epic. The songs are really big.
Very first CD I bought myself was Division Bell.
Really?
In sixth grade.
I thought you didn't like Pink Floyd.
I used to.
you don't like them now.
I don't love them. I still
a husband or something.
No, I just, you know, I kind of made myself sick of it. Quite honestly, I have to blame myself for that because I would listen to it all the time. I still do like The Wall because I like the movie. But yeah, Division Bell was the very first CD I bought myself when I bought a CD player.
Doug Blair said Deep Purple's Machine Head. That's a great album. Tim Johnson. Tim, I haven't seen you in a while, man. How you been? Master of Puppets. Scott Wilcher, amend him on that. we already mentioned Harold. Bevan says Sgt. Pepper's on the White Album. Fletch Drums.
Fletch.
T.T. Quick's first album? I don't know what
I don't know who that is.
Hot Streak by Winery Dogs, okay. Tony Williams, Lifetime, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. Jimi Hendrix, Our Experience, Quiet Riot, Mental Health, Ozzy's Diary of a Madman. I would probably say Diarrhea of a Madman and... like the first two albums by Ozzy. I think No More Tears is a really listenable album. And every song on that is really good. There aren't really any songs on there. Even like some of the less, you know, Mr. Tinker Train and some of these songs like that didn't really get big, you know, radio play or MTV play are good songs. It's a really solid album. So that kind of... what about Doug Blair also mentioned Fleetwood Mac's Rumors.
I think that's on a lot of lists.
Got overplayed, but yeah. As Sean Murphy Holland says the same thing. Shelley Duff, her and I are on the same page with Appetite and the Black Album. Doug Blair says, what about Asia by Steely Dan? Well, if Keith were here, he'd be like, oh my God.
What about Springsteen for Keith?
this is... I think it's important, and I know I'm in the minority, but I, number one, have very eclectic tastes.
Yeah.
And number two, I don't know if it's because I am a musician and I played in so many different kinds of bands that I can listen to something and recognize the quality of it without going like it really, I like it. So there's a lot of music today where like, you know, it wouldn't be music that I particularly like, but I go like, that's a really cool vocal sound or... I really dig the groove on that or whatever. Even
you can look a little deeper into it than most people can.
And so Doug mentions Born to Run by Springsteen. Well, I am a Springsteen fan, but that album literally is all killer, no filler. First of all, there aren't a lot of songs on it. So that makes it a little bit easier. But there's some epic tracks on it. It is the album that like got Bruce on the cover of Time magazine the first time. it is a great album. Sean Lewis says Iron Maiden's Power Slave. Joe Marini says Yes 90125. I haven't listened to that album in a long time. I have it. I remember really digging it.
I'm not a fan of Yes.
I know you're not a fan of Yes.
No.
That's their most like pop album.
Yeah.
That's the one with Owner of a Lonely Heart and the songs.
I just find Yes to be very boring.
Kip Lieber says Rage's first album. Lawrence Donovan says King's X, Gretchen Goes to Nebraska, and Rush, A Farewell to Kings. The album here's an indie artist. Kim Carney, I've had her on the podcast. Take Good Care by the Revivalists. Send me their info, Kim, and we'll do an interview with them. Matt Francis says Z3. I don't know.
Zeppelin.
Oh, Zeppelin 3. Okay. Thank you for interpolating there. Denise Reed says every Alice in Chains album until Lane Staley died.
Okay.
Jeff Mazzy says Allman Brothers Live at the Film. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, Archangels. That's I wanted to talk about albums that you may not know about that I would recommend. Do you have any maybe that you're holding back you want to maybe give the audience later? No? Like, I have a handful, and that's actually on my list. Archangels. Just an absolutely amazing album. Elaine Simone says, what about Buckingham Nicks? We've got another vote for Rubber Soul and Machine Head. Eric Rogers says, this is a really, this is a great line. Eric says, most albums actually the way they were meant to be heard.
Which and is true, but he's also a musician.
Yeah. Vince Ornato, Quadrophenia. Vince, I haven't seen you. I hope you're doing good, brother. Dicka Seltzer says, Blind Faith, Rubber Soul, Sounds of Silence, Bookends. So that was pretty much it for our Facebooky post. So we do appreciate
on here
all y'all.
Aaron Castaldi says Ace of Spades, perfect front to back with a great raw vibe the whole way through. I disagree with that just slightly. I think I could skip some songs on Ace of Spades, but it is a good album. That's all. That's all we have.
A couple records that are more a little more modern. Not totally modern, but and I'm just saying it's because I just listened to this record again. Somebody gave this to me, burned me a copy of it about 10 years ago or so, and I fell in love with it. And it's Thick Freakiness by the Black Keys.
Oh, the Black Keys.
That's an amazing record. And if you've never heard it, go check it out. This is not the same Black Keys. I mean, it is the same guys, but this is the way they sounded originally before they did like Gold on the Ceiling and Lonely Boy and those type of songs. They're way more pop. This was their sort of like beginnings. I think it's like their second album.
Yeah, it is.
And just killer riffs. They got an amazing sound. It's just the two guys. I think it's brilliant. Brilliant. I would definitely put that. I'm going to throw a few out there that I'm going to I'm going to put this in the music appreciation sort of. So those of you out there that are like maybe have kind of eclectic taste and are like kind of open to maybe stuff that isn't exactly hard rock or heavy metal, but still like really good music. I'm going to throw a handful of things at you that I think are really great and I think you should check out. I already mentioned Archangels, and that's ARC, not the Archangels. It's just Archangels. It's Charlie Sexton with Doyle Bramble III and Stevie Ray Vaughan's rhythm section. It's just amazing songwriting, amazing guitar work. It's not a blues album. So if you're like, I don't want to hear blues, it's not. It's just really good, like rocked up singer songwriter stuff, but like really rocked up. Great guitar work. Anyways, so I would Archangels, put that on the list. Here's another weird one that nobody probably knows about. And I tell everybody about this album, and it's Elemental by Tears for Fears. This is 90s Tears for Fears.
Not 80s.
Not 80s Tears for Fears. And they were kind of done trying to make hits. They just did this really good record where every song is amazing, and they just kind of like, and it's indulgent without being indulgent. It's all indulgent in all the right ways. In other words, they just used good common sense and good vibe and created this. And it has that sort of like take you on a journey kind of thing. And it's a great, like, go on a trip and listen to killer grooves, great guitar work. Very, very, it's Tears for Fears. Like, you're probably not really used to hearing them. Just absolutely fucking amazing record. I would also like to mention, Car Wheels on a Gravel Road by Lucinda Williams. That's an absolutely fucking brilliant album. It's in the sort of Americana alt country kind of vein. Check it out. If you want to dig really deep, I'll throw one last one at you because I could go on and on because there's so many that I know you guys don't know about. And that is Nighthawks at the Diner by Tom Waits. It's live. It's fucking hilarious. But it's also very tender, and it is this whole, even though it's live, somehow he takes you on this like ride and all these emotions, and he tells these great stories, and it's wildly entertaining and funny and everything. And so I would recommend that for you. Lily, you got any more on your list you want to talk about before we play the next band?
Yes, I want to talk about, well, not talk about, but I want to mention Aerosmith's Pump. from 1989. I know a lot of people don't really like the 80s Aerosmith, but I love them. And this one, I feel the reason I listen to it all the way through is because they've got even the like the tracks in between that just kind of transitions into each song. And I love that. And I love that there's a hidden track on it that actually was supposed to be what It Takes was, but they changed the music for it. But love that album. I could listen to that every day, which I do. It's in my car.
Listen to it every day. I want to come when we come back. I want to talk about a couple things. I want to talk about bands that just they did really good for a while, and then I want to ask you guys if you think Van Halen should tour. And I want to bring up this idea of bands playing tracks at their shows. I've heard that Shinedown is doing it. Kiss.
What?
Yes. So we're gonna come back. We're gonna talk about that in a minute. But let's rock out to this is Helios, Fire of Flame. We played another Helios song last week. They sent me two songs. Great band. I didn't get my hand slapped by Facebook for playing them, so I'm gonna play them again. Thank you. Check them out on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal.
Sour to the
That is Helios and Fire of Fame. I don't think that's right. I think it's Fire of Flame.
Maybe
Fire
sure?
of Fame. That's what the meta tag says, so that's what we're going with.
I feel like you said it the wrong last time with Flame.
It says Fire of Fame. That's what it says.
I think that's what it is.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and give you... We're going to plug these guys because I think they're really cool. And I didn't get any shit last time for playing their music, unlike some people whose names I won't mention. You want to go to Helios. Now, they do this little... with the instead of the U, they make the V, like, because it's like... Latin or Roman or whatever, you know what I'm saying.
So, I got you.
Okay, so check those guys out. We open with Alter the Design. In a little bit, we're gonna play this band called Lords of Salem, and I think the guy Mark, I think he meant to email or message Rock Rage Radio, and he messaged me, and he was like, "Thank you for playing us." And I'm not sure I played you guys before, but I listened to it today and I'm like, I love it. So we're going to play a track from you guys. He didn't actually send me any music. I found there's a SoundCloud thing where you can listen to their stuff and they're really good. These guys, you're going to dig these guys. They really sound like early Judas Priest or early Iron Maiden. Like, you know, when they were still kind of punky, still kind of like raw.
Yeah.
Good stuff. You guys are going to like Lords of Salem. I promise you're going to really dig them. Lily V6, what are you doing? Lily, we're like, here I am trying to do a show and you're on Facebook.
I'm liking the band.
You're licking the band?
I will later, but I'm liking them right now.
Oh.
You mentioned a band. I liked it, so I can look at their shit too.
Okay.
Jeez.
You're allowed to look at shit?
I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
You're a shit looker from way back.
Not a licker. Looker. Not about that life.
No, you're not Chuck Berry.
People don't pay me enough for that.
You know, that's true. You know, supposedly there's video. He's dead now, so we can talk about him. Supposedly there's video of, like, Chuck Berry doing that.
I don't care.
Supposedly.
Well, there's a lot of porn of video doing that, so I guess that's a thing. I come across the
weird
shit. All
right, we got to change the subject, man. Okay, so let's... we're, like, just lost everybody right now. Should Van Halen tour, and do you care?
I don't think they should tour. But I do sort of care. But I don't think they should tour. I think it becomes...
They shouldn't tour, but I do care.
I do care. I just don't think they should do it. I think it's going to be either awful, or they're all going to have their egos.
Well, okay. Now, I've heard this from different people. I've heard this from a few different people. That David Lee Roth has never really sounded great vocally live anyways. Like that, like the fact that everybody says they went to see the last tour and he like really wasn't together vocally. And they released a live album from that, by the way.
Aye.
And he left it. He was like, "This is how I sound."
Well, that's how you sound.
And
just let it go.
You know, I have a lot of live albums in my collection, and I remember being a kid and laying there in bed, listening to the album and looking at the liner notes and seeing this phrase, re-recording done at, re-recording? What? I thought this was live. And come to learn many years later that there's a lot of touching up.
Really?
That happens on live albums.
I didn't even know.
And sometimes it isn't like real drastic stuff. Sometimes... The singer's he's back here a little bit when he should be up here and they don't quite get it. Or there's some glitch with the guitar sound.
It's not really live.
Well, they go and they touch a few things. They try to keep the general vibe of it. Just like bands who record live in the studio will go back sometimes and fix a couple of things.
I feel like I've been deceived my whole life.
Lily's faith in rock has been shattered.
Done.
This is it. This is her last podcast. You will never
on the country. No, I'm just kidding. I can't.
I'm leaving the country. Okay, Alec Baldwin.
I kid.
So, they should only tour if they really are passionate about the music. And they really want to play.
Do you really think that's why they tour, though?
They really want to tour. That's why they should do it. If they're doing it for any other reason, they shouldn't do it. because they don't need the money.
Why don't they just go swim in their money,
Eddie,
like Scrooge McDuck?
Well, that's why they haven't done a lot. Because that's why they really didn't do much after Van Halen 3 and stuff. Because, like, Eddie was like, what do we need it for? Like, and they had Eddie Van Halen has nothing to prove. Watch the latest Rockin' Rant that I did on YouTube. I go through step by step. It's a long video, but it's
worth it.
I go step by step and prove to you guys, this dude, if he never plays another fucking note on the guitar, he's got nothing to be embarrassed about, nothing to prove. That's fucking end of it. He's Eddie fucking Van Halen. He's Jimi Hendrix. He's the second coming of Jimi fucking Hendrix. I mean, like, he changed guitar in this even maybe deeper way than Hendrix did. Watch my YouTube video if you want to know more about that. I fucking prove it to you. I've got, like,
I'm probably going to listen to that later now.
Absolutely prove it. In any case, so, like, even – but I don't want them to just go out because they're getting, you know, well, it's a payday. Do they need the money?
No.
You know what I mean? Like, no, like, I just, you know, if unless they're really enthusiastic about playing.
They're not. You know they're not. They're,
you know,
old
I
now.
I don't think that matters. Like, you can be – there's old – look at – we've talked about this. I've mentioned this guy many times. Look at Glenn Hughes.
I understand
like
that.
He's
yes.
like insane. He's on fucking fire.
But when I say old, I mean like they're
mentally.
Yeah, and they're tired.
Like I said,
it's
like
just time to relax.
They're rich. You know what I mean? So old rich guys, like, you know.
Go date your 18-year-olds.
But don't get up there and just jerk off for people. I think that's wrong. I think you're doing a disservice to the fans. I respect bands. We talked about this last week. I respect bands like Van Halen and The Police who were like, no. And The Police did do one reunion tour.
Wasn't it fantastic?
And I heard it was very good, actually.
Oh, okay.
I heard it was very fucking good. But that was it. They weren't like, they didn't get like coaxed back in the studio to get back together to do another record, and, you know.
Probably because they did it just for the hell of it.
Yeah,
for fun.
They just went out there and they did their thing and that was the end of it. So I don't think we need that from Van Halen. I'm totally happy with all the music they did. Yes, including Van Halen 3. I'm sorry. That record is... you haven't listened to that song in a while, have you? Go back and listen to it.
I haven't listened to it in a while.
Number one, it's not as bad as you remember. Number two, it's a cool song. It's like hooky and catchy and everything's cool about it. Number three, it's shift for them stylistically. Kind of like the shift they made when they went to Sammy Hagar. They changed a little bit stylistically. And it's just a shame that the record is mixed so badly that you can't even hear Gary Cherone. All you hear is Eddie's guitar, pretty much. Unfortunate.
It's called Van
but,
Halen.
Like, they had moved. Yeah, I'm sure that was his attitude, too. Oh, it's called Van Halen. Fuck you. Turn everybody else off, you know. It's just unfortunate because, like, if you go back and listen to the track again, you can kind of hear that, like, they had their ear to the ground with what was going on musically at the time, and it has a kind of funkiness to it. There's some very – it's a cool riff. It's a cool jam. It's just unfortunate what happened. But in any case, so I personally just don't want them to go out there and do a bunch of bullshit. Now, I want to bring up something because here's what I do respect David Lee Roth for. They put out that live album. They didn't fix anything. And he's just like, that's just, you know.
That's just how I am.
That's how I sounded.
That's just the way my life is.
Now, let me explain you.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of bands out there that are touring now with fix-up tracks, like helping them out in the background.
Well, that's not, like, fair.
Well, Eddie Trunk, I follow Eddie on YouTube, and I will admit that, like, I get a lot of, like, ideas for what to talk about on the podcast from Eddie, because Eddie is the man.
And he knows all the things.
Absolutely, he knows all the things, so I give credit where credit's due. But he was talking about this today, and talking about being on a Kiss cruise.
Ooh, yeah, I want to do that.
And different words were coming out of the speakers than were being sung.
No. Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing, obviously.
I don't like that.
And...
No, I don't like that.
Come on, Paul.
If you're going to do that, then why even perform?
Yeah.
I feel that's just not fair to the fans at that point. I don't like that at all.
No, I don't agree with that either. You know, if you have, if you're having vocal issues, do what Robert Plant did. Reinvent yourself.
Yeah.
You
change
know,
it
do,
up.
Find a different way to kind of like, you know, do the music. You know, that man fucking blows my mind because he's been able to find a way to kind of remain relevant. Like, he was relevant in the 70s. He like reinvented himself in the 80s. They, him and Jimmy Page got back together. They kind of did a semi Led Zeppelin reunion.
Yeah, I went to 90s. It. It was awesome.
Yeah. And then he carries on with this sort of Americana kind of rootsy thing.
Yeah.
And like,
little it's grassroots stuff
just,
there.
Yeah, just do like a YouTube search on Black Dog Robert Plant. And there's like 20 different versions of him kind of just playing around with the song. And every one of them's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's a cool guy.
Well, he knows what he's doing.
And yeah, he's a real musician. Like, he understands music. He's got a good fucking ear. That's
he's
why
like,
him and John Bonham
like 112,
are best fucking friends. Yeah, I mean, the tracks thing, like...
No, I don't like that.
I mean,
that.
Like, it's one thing, like, if you're coming out to, like, a track. Like, you know, say you wanted to play, like, you know, the, you know... Thus Spake Zarathustra from 2001 as a boom, doom, 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 doom.
Like
doom.
Entrance
know,
like music.
The, like the entrance, you know what I mean? Something like that. Or occasionally as a special effect you played Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Right.
Some little thing.
Something
you know what
fun
I mean?
And fun. Yeah.
But like, you know, somebody say, I should just go and I'm just going to do it right now. I'm going to read you guys some of the comments.
Ooh.
On, on the Eddie Trunk did a video on this and I'm not gonna play the video mute this but anyway so apparently one of the bands that is like somebody called in and said like they went to see Shinedown and the guy's not even singing and there's like these amazing vocals coming out of the this one comment was, if you like the band Shinedown, you don't really care if it's 100%.
So it's just known. It's just a known thing that they do. Wow. No.
Guys, what is your opinion of Paul and Gene dressing up two hired guns as Ace and Peter? That's what do you think about that?
Okay. So honestly, I don't care because they're never going to get the original guys back. So like, whatever at this point. Because they're in it for the money. You know that.
Well, Paul and Gene are kind of like the heart of the band.
It's their band. They get to make the decisions.
And now, according to Gene's biography, Kiss and Make Up, he really wanted Peter and Ace to be more present in what they were doing. But those guys were... very interested in partying. And that's really kind of like all they really wanted to do.
And that's what they did.
And there's a lot of sad stories surrounding Peter Criss and stuff, and I don't really want to get into all that.
So at this point, it's just like whatever, because really they don't sound good anymore. Why they're still touring, I don't know. But they don't sound good anymore, and I don't know if people actually care. I don't know. Most people maybe do. But I don't care. I don't give a shit. I'm there for the show.
Okay. If you can stand a little more, Van Halen. Somebody chimed in. Hagar's vocals are still really good. Here's the thing about Sammy Hagar. Like, back in the 80s, before there was, like, really good monitors and stuff, and a lot of bands would go on Letterman, and they would sound really kind of dicey, or they'd go on Saturday Night Live and sound really dicey. Sammy Hagar always sounded dead nuts on. He always sounded fucking awesome.
I like him.
Like, he could take, like, the shittiest mix, whatever, and he would just fucking sing his fucking ass off.
It's the tequila.
That is one of the reasons why I know this is blasphemy, but I was relieved when they got him in Van Halen because he's such a great singer, and he's a good guy. He's fun. He's funny. He's a good front man.
He's a party guy, too.
Yeah,
he's
I mean,
fun.
It's not like they hired Sting to, like, sit on a stool and, like, brood, you know, you know, beautiful girls.
Oh, my God, you know. I can't.
Jamie's crying. No, he was in your face rocking out, yo, jump, the whole thing. He nails that shit. Okay, so all you people out there, like, yeah, David Lee Roth, he was the...
Shit and happens.
Music had to change. Also, you got to realize that Eddie, I believe, the way it was structured in the beginning, Eddie was kind of like the primary guy coming up with the songs in the beginning. When Sammy came in, Sammy's also a songwriter, so Sammy brought his... They wrote more together, and Sammy definitely has more pop sensibility. I mean, that's just how he's wired. So they had big, like, pop types of Why Can't This Be Love? And
those loves, you know, those songs, ballads.
And so there's some ballads and stuff like that. And they're all really fucking good, and if you think they're not good, fuck you. They're great shit. It's
I
really
like
good.
Both for I different love, reasons.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too. But if I'm going to go to a concert, I don't want to hear the singer kind of like half-talking, pretending he's Monty Hall, singing fucking Running with the Fucking Devil. You know what
I got
I mean?
You.
Like, I don't want to hear, I live my life like this. No, tomorrow. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear balls out rock and roll in your fucking face.
You want to hear all the things.
Yes.
You want to hear all the good shit.
You know what I mean? You're Van Halen. It's different if there's a cover band. It's different if, like, Tony Bennett said, like, I'm going to do a tribute to Van Halen. And I'm going to do like a
I'm about to not like what you're doing right
tomorrow.
Now.
You know, you're going to do something like, okay, fine.
You're done.
But that's not, this isn't, you know, I'm just a gigolo and everywhere I go. It's not that. It's Van fucking Halen.
You should sing in a Van Halen cover band.
Yeah. And anyway,
as Tony Bennett.
Yeah, as Tony Bennett. Van Bennett. That's actually an insult to Tony Bennett. We're having entirely too much fucking fun here. But anyway, so those are just kind of like some of the thoughts I wanted to throw out, at, as they say in Pittsburgh, at yin's guys.
I don't like that.
Sing the songs. And Dave, if you're going to go on tour, Eddie, Alex, it'd be awesome if you brought Mikey back. Just play balls out, Van fucking Halen.
Do it because you love it.
Do it like you love it. Like, really bring the passion. You're not, you're not doing anybody any fucking favors, you know? Maybe you're doing yourself a favor.
Not doing me one.
Because you know the tickets are going to be, like, really fucking expensive.
Yeah, no shit. I won the last ones by some miracle.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you have to do it, or else, like, you're in a fucking poorhouse.
Or you're not seeing that show. That's just how it is.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to play one more band, and then we're going to call it a night. So let me get to this thing right here. I need my... This is Lords of Salem, which is also a Rob Zombie film that some people love, some people hate, Keith.
Does he hate all Rob Zombie movies?
I don't know if he hates it or not. I don't think he likes this movie. I think it's a cool one. But I'm really torn. I like all these songs. Shoot to Kill is a cool jam. London After Midnight.
Horror Show.
Horror Show is a cool song. So which one do you want to hear, Lily? I'll go with whichever one you want to play.
Let's do London After Midnight.
Okay.
I like
London
it.
London After Midnight by Lords of Salem on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Staring back at me, the filth and swine, they rise up through the mud. come.
What?
Gadget.
I know, it sounds like the evil guy from Inspector Gadget.
And you have a cat.
I know. Okay.
Dr. Claw.
Yeah, Dr. Claw. Go to these guys. The only thing I could find for them, there's a Facebook, but if you want to hear the music, you want to go to SoundCloud.com. And it's Lords-of-Salem. Guys, go get your own domain.
It's
Lords
easier.
Of Salem Music or something like that. Just make your life a lot easier and make our lives a lot easier. Make it a lot easier for us to promote you. I think, and I'm telling you, Lily, Shoot to Kill is a great tune, and so is Horror Show. Those are three I've listened to. I think they're all really good. So you're going to be hearing more of Lords of Salem.
I'm going to put them on my show.
Yeah, on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. I think they're really cool. I also want to throw a little shout out to this. I found this playlist created by, this is a Spotify playlist.
Arizon Batista.
Arizon Batista. And it's all these really cool indie bands, like unsigned indie bands that are like, most of them have got like a really good rock sound. And there's actually a band on here that I know that I've like talked to on Facebook called Bad Mary.
Nice.
They're very cool. So some really cool stuff. So if you're a Spotify person, find Best of Unsigned Rock Bands by, how do you say that?
Arizon Batista.
Arizon Batista. So check that out on Spotify as well. I got to give credit where credit's due. Thanks to, and again, we were talking about, the Van Halen thing. You know, guys, let us know what you think about it. I post on Rock Rage today asking everybody, what do you think? Do you want to see Van Halen? Is it like really worth it? I'm happy with what they've already done. Like, I don't need them to go out and do something
else. I've seen them twice. I'm good.
Anyhow, so Lily, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody about what you got going on here in the next week or so.
Actually, I would like to plug something. There is a Metal Night at Mr. Smell's Theater on Saturday. It's going to be Grey Walker, Whorehound, Winter Descent, and Arch Rivals. It was actually going to be at the new Black Forge Coffee House in McKee's Rocks, but that's not ready yet. So they actually are going to be main stage at Smalls for $10 at the door, 7 o'clock. Show starts at 8, and it's all ages. So you can bring your child to this if you must.
You want to get them metalized? This is a good opportunity.
I mean, that's the only reason to bring them. Otherwise, I would not agree with that. But anyway, I don't deal with children very well. But it's going to be a great show, so I definitely recommend going to see that because I will be there too. So if you want to buy me a drink, that's great.
That's why it's going to be a great show, because you're going to be there.
Obviously. And don't forget.
If you weren't there, it would suck. Like, it wouldn't matter. Like, these bands, it wouldn't matter. All that matters is Lily's there.
Obviously. And you could buy me a drink. That'd be fine, too.
Just one.
Because I got to drive.
Because if like 50 of you people show up and buy her drinks, like,
I will
be in a hospital.
Lou will be visiting me. We'll be doing the show from a hospital bed. But also, check out my show Thursday nights, Hot Licks with Lily 6, Rock Rage Radio, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Download the app or go to the website, rockrageradio.com.
And Bob Piercy, Stephen Piercy.
No, he's legit.
Bob Piercy just sent me a friend request. So, Bob, I'm going to go ahead and accept your
Hi, Bob.
Friend request. It's Oil City. So, oh my God, we whittled away another like whole bunch of time. Like,
we always do that though.
We have too much fun because the thing of it is, see, when you're really passionate about something,
you just like, don't you, shut you, the you, fuck like, up.
Yeah, no, you lose track of time. We're 1 hour and 12 minutes. Actually, had we not had the technical difficulties at the beginning, like I kind of was moving things along kind of quick because I was like, sorry,
you were like,
let's not wear out the welcome here. But so I appreciate everybody's patience with us getting the damn thing started today. But anyhow, you guys have been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, excuse me. Our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. So check back often. And we're going to probably pop in my private Facebook group here in a few minutes and chit-chat. Lily has come up with some great ideas for future podcasts this week. So we're going to talk about that over there. If you're going like, well, how do I get there? Because this is where the real dirty jokes happen. She might tell us what a stripper song is. I don't know.
I'll tell on that page.
Okay. So if you want to know all about that stuff, you want to go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle, and you can get in on the private shit, and you can know what our privates look like. God! It's just crazy in here tonight. So Keith said that in a couple of weeks, he will be back on a very regular basis, if not every week, most weeks.
Guest starring. Keith the Hawk
Hawkins. He'll be back. So right now, you know, we're kind of like, you know, instead of Cream or Rush or the Jimi Hendrix Experience, it's kind of like the Black Keys or the White Stripes for right now with just the two of us. But, you know, get ready. The Hawkster is definitely coming back for you, those of you who love the Hawkster. All right, guys, thanks so much for hanging out. And do not forget to mix hot licks. With Lily V6.
Wow. And I'm going live with saliva on Thursday after the show.
You'll need more licks for
all the saliva.
Be licking up all the saliva.
Mm-hmm.
Amongst other things. So you guys can check all that out on Rock Rage Radio. Special thanks to Rock Rage Radio. Gigi and John, thank you so much for putting up with all our shenanigans.
They love us.
So you guys are fucking awesome. So Rock Rage Radio rocks. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.com. Join us over in the inner circle here if you can in a few minutes, and we're going to hit it really fucking hard. So, all right, so we're going to get out of here. You know what I'm going to do, man? Just because it feels so fucking good, and I'm probably not going to get flagged by Facebook or YouTube for doing it, we're going to play another Lords of Salem on the way out of here. Oh, real quick, the bands. Real quick. This is all about the bands. We played Helios. You want to go to helios.com, but the U is a V. We played Alter the Design. That is alterthedesign.com. And we're going to wrap up with one more Lords of Salem, soundcloud.com/Lords of Salem. And this is a track called Shoot to Kill, Lords of Salem on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Shoot! Shoot to kill! Hold on tight!